Some say Elias and other Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word. We thank you for the good singing. May the power of God move on upon us and within us. And we pray you'd save the lost, lift up the downhearted, and set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, and be seated. I'm going to preach a sermon entitled this morning, Thank the Lord for the Church. I got to tell you, whenever I woke up this Sunday morning, I was sure glad to be able to know that I wasn't going to have to hunt up a church to be able to go to. I go down here to the house of God, be with people that believe the same, that live the same, that act the same, that do the same. It doesn't mean that we don't have some differences and this and that about us. And some of you have got a better life than what I've got. And some of you have got a worse life than what I've got. I don't know who it is or whatever it is. I'm just glad to know we've got that kindred spirit that we love God and the Bible. You know, I was thinking about, and I could go through, and you could do my laundry, and I could do your laundry. But, you know, there's some people that are here. I don't know, I can just see here. How long have y'all been married, brother? They've 17 years, what? And then you're here at least a couple of years before that, 19. You know, and out of all them years, I've never heard him say one word that was bad. Now, he may cuss a blue streak every now and again, slammed up. I've never heard his wife. I've seen a look or time or two on her face when she's irritated to him, but she's never said one thing out of the ordinary, out of the way. Now, many of us can't say that. I'm not knocking you for that. I'm just trying to tell you that, to show you that even in the house of God, that there are some people that are different and that we hold in high esteem, so forth and on. Brother Max back there thinking he ain't ever heard. Yeah, but you just got here. You're not been here very long. I've seen your wife put a bag on a boy's head and march him through the house and run him into a post. And when she wasn't, but of course, you know, she was real young. You know what goes around comes around. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You better get that boy a helmet, I can tell you. I want to preach on thank God for the church. Do you know the word church there is found just that you can find the church or the churches and all of its offsprings of it. But the church, the word is found 79 times and sin about 80 matches. That's just in the Bible, just the word church. And I want to say to you that the Bible said much about it. In fact, is the Bible said over in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3, don't turn there, in verse number 15, that if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how you ought to behave yourself down at the house of God, which is the church of the living God. I'm glad, thank God, for the church. In this lesson that we're looking at, you'll find out, you ever been to a church that you could tell God wasn't nowhere around? If he'd ever been there, he's left it. I don't want just to be where God's been. I want to be where God is right now. In the lesson that we're looking at, you'll find out is that the church belongs to the Lord. He's the builder of it. He's the founder of it. He's the foundation of it. And let me tell you, when you find the church, it's a local assembly is what he's talking about. In fact, it comes from a word, ecclesia, and what it means is it's a called out assembly. In other words, you got called out from your sins and darkness into the light and life of Jesus Christ. And when you got called into the family of God, he put you into the church and added you to the church of the living God. Now, you know, there's a lot of people that are just floating around Baptists. They're here and they're there, they're everywhere, yet they're nowhere. I want to say that when you begin to look into it, that it's good to be able to see that the Lord has got a church. Not only that, it's local. And there's no such thing. If anybody ever tells you, well, you know, I just like to go to all churches. Where do you tithe that? Ask a man. Who's your pastor? It's not. What God established was a local church. And whenever he went in there and called the church at Troas and other churches at Ephesus, and we could go on and on and on, and the seven that he named and plus some others, he was talking about a local assembly there. And when he said the whole church came, he's not talking about everybody in the world gathered there. He's talking about everybody in that church assembled themselves together. It's a local assembly with a real pastor, real members, and a real responsibility for that Christian. I want to say that when you begin to look into it, you'll find is that the way we got into the family of God, we got called in by the Spirit of God. Now, in the day we live in, it's more than just a little bit of joining up or joining, you know. It's being called in by the power of God, by the Spirit of God. And the Bible said, and the Lord added to the church daily, such as should be saved. Now, in this lesson that we're looking at, let me tell you something, is that you'll find that I'm glad that God saved me and put me in the house of God. I can tell you where I was whenever he saved me and the church he added me to. When I left there, I can tell you the flock that we united with and that we moved our membership to of like faith and got in, and from there and there and wherever else, is that as soon as we left that congregation, we yoked up with one of like faith that believed what God, that was running on the same track that we're running on in the Bible. Now, I want you to notice that, if you will, is that in the book of 1 Corinthians, and you don't have to turn there, but in chapter number 3, in about verse number 11, he talked about the foundation. And by the way, let me tell you, not only is he the founder, but he is the foundation. He's the only way, the only truth, the only life. There can no other foundation be laid than that which is laid, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. I can tell you right now, he's the only way there is. Only way to be able to miss hell and make heaven is to be added by the Lord. Now, do you realize it all, that in the day and hour that we're living in, that in 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, we quote it every now and again, about verse number 4, he tells people about and warns them about another Jesus, but there's not another. He warns about another spirit, about another gospel, which is not another. Now, I'm going to tell you what, in the day and hour that we're living in, that's what modernism and that's what child evangelism does. It tries to take another Jesus and do its own calling instead of letting God call you into the family. Now, I'll tell you how they operate. Here's how it is. When you get there in a congregation of child evangelism, first thing they want to do is separate you, your children, from away from you. That way you don't know what they're going to be telling them. They're going to show them what to do in order to make a profession and bow your head and repeat a prayer. And they're just going to bypass God altogether. That's the reason why there's so many charges brought. If you just read sometimes at some of the biggest churches in the country, and you just look at some of the scoundrels and child molesters that have been caught among that crowd, you know why? God help you if you think you're going to be able to get my kid by itself somewhere. Do you realize it, though, that all you Sunday school teachers that are in here, did you realize it, though, that if my child is in your class, which all my children are not going to be in your class, they're too old now and got kids of their own, I've got every right to ask one of my children, what is it they're teaching in that class? I want to know. And I've got every right to ask you why you're teaching something that ought not to be taught. I'm going to tell you something, and I don't care if you're a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, you'll do well to be able to stay with the basics while you start out and even down the road, because these minds are not ready to be able to handle your opinion and this and that. I got to say to you that, if you will, the Lord Jesus Christ, he will separate you from your sins and from yourself, and he'll be your Lord, he'll be your Savior. He'll put you upon the solid rock, Christ Jesus. And do you realize that when John the Baptist was over there baptizing, Matthew chapter number 3 in the Jordan River, people came out of town and they said, we'd like to be baptized. And he said, who's warned you to flee the wrath to come? Go forth and bring forth fruits meet for repentance. I'm not baptizing you till I see something. A child evangelist, you make a profession today that they talk you into, they're going to stick you in there and get you good and wet before they can leave there. Now, I'll tell you what ends up happening if you're not careful while you're growing up. We're not talking about people that are here, no doubt, I hope. But let me just tell you right up front, that when you have to take your kids home and say, Don't you say this to anybody. Don't you say that to anybody. Don't you, and now you're teaching them to be secretive. What have they done? A bad thing? Huh? They may not let Gianni come back anymore after he's exposed the Easter egg hunt. God bless you, buddy. You're on my account, a young man. He knew something was wrong with that. I want to say to you that if you will, you'd better be careful about where you're taking your kids and who you're letting loose with them and let behind closed doors. I can tell you, I bet it'll take a long time, and one day, friend, it'll come back to bite you. And when it does, you're going to want somebody to pray with you and straighten it out, and it'll be too late. I want to say that when you begin to look into the church, and thank God, you better be careful about people that want to bypass the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that'll call you in. And let me tell you, whenever he calls you in, he births you in, it'll be right, it'll be real, and you'll be hungry and thirsty for the things of God. Over there in the book of Galatians, he remembered then, said over in chapter number 1, verse number 8 and verse number 9, that if anybody preaches another gospel, then we have preached Paul the Apostle, let him be a curse. Let him be a curse. I can tell you, friend, it's a dangerous thing. No wonder we got so many people dying without God, religious and lost and going to a devil's hell. I'll tell you right now, he's preaching hell hot and heaven real, even among our own congregation. We can't get it. Everybody in this building is not saved right now. I think probably the majority, I don't know who is and who isn't, but everybody in this building is not. Some of them hadn't got to the age of knowledge of accountability yet. See? You know what you'd do? You'd have a better life. Is that if you just get back down to thanking God for who he is and what he's done, and you just be in the path of obedience, and then you just look to God and let God be God. Somebody sings that, but just let God be God. Listen, don't you think for one minute that as many little grandkids as I've got and church kids as I've got, don't you think for one minute that if I could get them to bow their head and repeat a prayer and it'd be real, don't you think I'd have every one of them get saved before they left here today? Don't you think I'd come up with some snazzy, emotional story to be able to get them to bow their head? Don't you think I want to see them be able to go to heaven? But it don't work that way. It doesn't work that way. I'm going to get you saved, don't you tell your mama, whatever. You're not going to sneak into heaven. You're not going to get, do you remember that woman that had been sick for all them years, whenever they were thronging Jesus, and she finally thought, if I could touch the hem of his garment. And she did. And Jesus stopped and turned around and said, who touched me? And the disciples said, Lord, look at the throng of people that are here. There's been a lot of people touching you. How in the world are we going to know? Yeah, but I can determine, and I suspicion that virtue's gone out of me. Somebody's touched me in faith, in real God-given faith. And the woman, when she seen, she was no longer be able to be hid. Wow, what a glorious, wonderful day that must have been for her. I want to say that whenever you get to the house of God, you better realize there is but one foundation, and you better make sure it's the right Jesus that you're going to believe, and you better make sure that it's the right gospel. It's the power of God that'll be upon your heart and your life. All right, now the family of God. Let me say to you, the Bible said that you and I, that we have a bond of unity and a kindred spirit. I'm glad we've got the spirit of unity and the bond of peace. That's what sticks us together. That's what holds us together. I got to say to you, we've been put in here with a baptism without any water. We've been put into the family of God with a circumcision without any hands. You and I have been baptized by one spirit into one body, which is the church of the living God. And then I want to say to you that, if you will, that not only as a family, it puts us in fellowship. Do you realize, though, that while we're looking into the Bible, we recognize and realize, because there is a unity of the Spirit and there is a bond of peace, do you know what the fellowship is? We come to the house of God, we expect to hear preaching. Yes, sir. Now, I realize, I know you're a spoiled bunch and you don't expect to hear long preaching. Now, I'm not being up about it. I don't like long preaching either. I realize I know that, and I've got about, I don't know, 7 or 8 more minutes. I've got to say to you that whenever you look into it, we come to the place of preaching. Why? I can tell you is that God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe it. I'll tell you, number two is that it's a place of prayer. Don't you enjoy being able to come and sit down and say, listen, I wish you'd pray with me about this or that. Pray for my loved one. Pray for my child. Pray for, you understand? And while you're busy getting prayed for, you're praying for somebody else as well. It's good to be able to come down to the house of God and be able to praise the name of the Lord together and to be able to thank God for the fact that we can pray and that He'll hear us. Do you realize that when you're praising God, here's what you're doing. You're watching God work. Not only are you watching God work, listen, I've been watching some of these little boys and girls now for all of these many years, and I can't tell you how long that I've been seeing, but all of their life, more years than they are old. I've been watching since the day they got born into this world. I've been watching since they grew up by you. I've watched some of them go to get under conviction. I've seen some of them get born again, and I'm looking to be able to see some more. You see what I'm talking about? In this lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, make no mistake about it, we're watching the Lord work. Number two is, while we're praising, we're waiting on His return. Now, you know what's wrong with the average Baptist? They're just wanting things to get back like it was before they had to wear a mask. We've become the most godless nation that we've forgotten God. But somehow or another, we're not really looking for the Lord to return. We just want things back like it was in the good old days. If I could roll back time, you know where I'd roll it back to? Huh? You know where I'd roll it back to? Well, I'd roll it up a little bit farther than 1965, because I wouldn't be but 15 years old. But I'll tell you, I want one of them 65 GTO 4-speed. That's got a 383? And then 3 deuces, you could get it on it from the factory of that powertrain. Man, I'd like to have one of them. I'd like to have that, a tank of fossil fuel, and Joe Biden in hell. I'd show you how to spin a tire. I want to say to you that, if you will, please, is that there's something going to have to be more than that. Do you know that the Bible said that when we're praying, that don't be anxious about, don't be worried about, and don't be bogged down with the cares of this life, by everything, by prayer and thanksgiving. You know, every now and again, I hear some of you say, I just want to thank God for how good He's been. I start out hearing one or two of that, and then down the road, somebody else is saying it. I guarantee we ought to be reminded one of another how good God has been to you and I. In this lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you that when you come to the house of God, it's a place of fellowship. It's a place of peace. You're thinking, well, you know, preacher, I don't have any fellowship. All right, take me out, buy my lunch. Well, you can't today. My wife's already going to do it, but I guarantee you I'll go. I don't really go anywhere with anybody. I'm sitting around there at the house and all that. Every now and again, of course, you already know that I went to the Roadhouse. But somebody invited me to go to the Roadhouse. And man, I'm telling you, the truth is that while I was sitting there, I had a good time. I enjoyed a good meal. I heard a song that I can't, what was the name of it? Whatever it was. I was glad to be, last time we were there, it's been a while back. Of course, the reason why we're going, don't look down on me, some of you gave me cards to go there. God bless you, good slate. I like to go and sit and watch Brother Rocky eat. You want to have a good time, see somebody that enjoys eating. He eats everything on his plate, everything his wife leaves on her plate. I actually believe that if somebody said it, just walked by from another table and set her down, he'd eat it too. I'm not knocking that. I like to see a man enjoy. I want to tell you, it's good to be able to have the peace of God that passeth all understanding, and to be able to have the Spirit of God live within you. that gives you unity and so forth and on. I was thinking about that if you're going to have power with God, you're going to have peace with God. In closing, I want to tell you that the future of the church, what a wonderful future that it's going to have. Do you realize to know that we're talking about the bride of Christ? That's what the church of the living God is. The Bible said the church has an appetite for the word of the Lord. The Bible teaches that the church has an adoration for the Lord. And in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 2, you ain't got to turn there, he saw the church coming down as a bride adorned for her husband. I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to Jesus coming again. And everything that's done in secret is going to be made manifest open. Everything that's done in darkness is going to be exposed by the light. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I know that I'm saved by the wonderful, the marvelous grace of God. Now I want to close and just to remind you that you ought to be praying for these young men and these young, do you know how many devils are out there that would like to confuse them, give them something counterfeit, and cause them not to yearn after the goodness of God that leads them to repentance? When's the last time you prayed for these two boys right here? When's the last time you prayed for that young man, that little girl, that little boy? I'm not talking about just, Lord, bless all the children. I'm talking about when's the last time you prayed for these three and those five. And you see what I'm talking about? Spend a little time. Something a little more in depth. Huh? When's the last time that you talked to the Lord about these girls and about these boys and about their need for Christ? And then when they get saved, you know how hard it is to not yield to the flesh, the world, and the devil. You've got to pray for one another. Pray for these mamas and these daddies. I can tell you, I believe it's coming snigh at the door. And if not, I'm closer to where I'm going than where I came from. And I want to spend all the time I can on my, and I've been talking to God pretty serious this week about these gals, you know, and no husbands and nobody to be even a prospect, a candidate. That disturbs me. Worse than that, every preacher that I know, they've got the same problem. See? We've got a fine young man right here that's getting of age. But you watch the devil try to bring any old skank along. I don't know who the couple was that was hugging and kissing down at Pinkston, but let me tell you a reality. You won't catch my wife and me doing that. I tried to get her to, but she won't. No, we'll go home. We'll go back to the house. You know why? People that ain't messing around ain't doing that out in public. And if they are married and just madly in love, then I apologize in their behalf. But I'm just telling you what reality is. See? I wonder why we stand to our feet, our heads are bowed. Our Father, as our musicians come and our song director's coming, and as we sing the invitation song this morning, you know every need of every heart. And I pray that, Lord, that you'd help me to see myself like you see me. Thank you for loving us while we were unlovable. Thank you, dear God, for forgiving us. Thank you, dear God, for saving us and putting us upon the solid foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for keeping us by your power. Now bless, I pray, this congregation. Help these young boys and these young men, these young ladies, these little girls, come to know you in the free pardon of sin. We'll say thank you for all you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What number is it?
Page 165.
If you need to come quickly while we sing.
Kneel at the cross.
Christ will meet you there. And come while he waits
for you.
anguish to his voice.